Bez Hashem, we begin a new perek in Shmir Salosh and Shah Zachiro, perek Tes. This is Shin number 62. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that in the previous perek, in the previous prakim, we spoke about the punishment for the Baal Lashon Hara here in this world. Poverty, Rachman al Etzlan, and the other tsaris that might befall the person who speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis. And I emphasize regular basis because it doesn't mean the person who slips here and there. This perek will now discuss the punishment that is waiting for the person in Olam Haba, La'asilavo, in the future. And the reason why we discuss these topics is because the more a person realizes the severity and the seriousness of what's in front of him, and it's not just sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is sheker v'chazav. That's absolutely not true. Words do hurt. That's why we learn this svar. He begins, as Chazal tell us, the Baal Lashon Hara, the one who speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis, the habitual speaker of Lashon Hara, as we learn in Shari Tshuva, is one of those four categories of people. She'einu mekamplei Hashchina, who will not be privileged to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem, in the world to come. The truth is, we should really stop there, think about what we just said, elaborate on that topic alone, and not go any further. That's enough. A person will not merit to be in the presence of Hashem. Hashem says to him, out. Get out. You can't be here. Now where is this? So you say, okay, fine, you know what? There's always something called tshuva. No, not anymore. Tshuva is when a person's here in this world. But in the future, there's no tshuva anymore. That's it. It's over. What did a person accomplish here in this world? If he is branded on his tombstone as the habitual speaker of Lashon Hara, Hashem says, goodbye. That's it. Enough is enough. That alone is part of tshuva is repenting to the point of rebuilding that relationship with Hashem. Is repairing that which was severed. When Hashem says, I want to have nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing. He says further, this is just one of the groups. He brings from Rabbi Yirmiyo Baraba, Morin Soito Dav Memdalid Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Kat Chanefim, the group of flatterers, Kat Shakronim, the group of liars, Kat Leitzonim, and the group of mockers. In this category that we're discussing now, Kat Misapir Lashon Hara, or Ein Mekam Pnei Shechina, will not be greeting Hashem, will not be in the presence of Hashem. Out. Pasuk says, Ki loy kel chofetz resha ato loy gurcho ro. Sadik ato Hashem v'lo yogur b'megurcho ro. It's passing in Tehillim, which we learned in the Tehillim share, Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, Ki loy kel chofetz resha ato. You are not a god, Ki loy kel chofetz, who desires wickedness. But Hashem says, that David Melch says, that evil cannot stay with Hashem. It's opposites. Fire and water, they don't coexist. Because you, Hashem, you are a righteous God. Evil does not live with Hashem. As Rashi explains, this is referring to the Balei Lashon Hara. The people pull out the business card and says, I am a professional Lashon Hara speaker. You tell me who you want to say gossip on, who you want to slander, and I'll take care of it. Now, obviously, people don't do that and talk like that, but unfortunately, it's so utterly despicable and disgusting when the person is the recipient of being spoken about. Whoever has unfortunately had the displeasure of being there know how horrific it is. And people, they try to smile, they smile, and like they're your friend, they get that information, and then they stab the person in the back. The Baal Lashon Hara nikra b'shem ra. The Baal Lashon Hara, he is defined as evil. Kimi shehu medaber mechaveroi ve'oichel v'shoyis imoi. Person who eats and drinks with his friend. Medaber lo Lashon Hara. And then he goes back to literally stab him in the back with the words he says behind his back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyrei Ra. Who calls this person Ra? Hashem himself. As the Pasuk, he brings a Pasuk here. Gam Hu Nidon B'Gehenim B'Madur HaGimul Of Rezachit. And he's judged in Gehenim. You know, Gehenim has different levels. Just like you want an elevator, you want to go elevator up here, you press number 2. Over there, you press, it goes down to number 3. Third floor. As the Medrash Nelom on Megillas Rus tells us. This is just the beginning of this parak of some of the things that will take place in the future for the person who constantly, continuously, habitually speaks Lashon Hara.